And joining us now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to talk a little bit more about that is East Bay Congressman Eric Swalwell, who will serve, as we've learned tonight, as one of nine impeachment managers for the impeachment trial of President Trump tomorrow. Good to have you with us this evening.
Thank you so much for having me.
Before you walk us through what we can expect tomorrow, why don't you talk to us about what one does as an impeachment manager?
Sure. I mean, it's quite an honor, and we've got a great team that will be taking the case over to the Senate, urging them to act swiftly, to hear the case and remove by conviction this president who poses such a clear and present danger. So a trial would happen over there, and we would put on the evidence, and of course the president would have an opportunity to defend himself, and then they would vote for a conviction. If the president's convicted before he leaves office, he would be removed. If he's convicted after he's out of office, he would be banned from ever holding public office again.
We just talked about, or you just heard from CBS, the vote that happened. We know you're back in D.C. tonight. What was the mood like?
Solemn. I want to describe for you and your listeners what the Capitol looks like right now. All of the streets are closed. There are steel 8-foot fences all around the Capitol, National Guardsmen every 5 to 10 feet. It feels like being in the international or green zone in Baghdad or Kabul, Afghanistan. It's not what you want your nation's capital to look like. And I remember as a kid, every presidential inauguration, my dad would tell me, take note that you don't see tanks in the street because as a country, we have a peaceful transition to power. And for the first time ever as a democracy, we're not going to see that. We've had a violent transition of power.
The Senate, from what we understand, is not likely to begin this trial until after Mr. Trump leaves office on January 20th. Do you feel like this is closing the barn door after the horse has left?
Well, it's doing all we can with the limited abilities we have to try and see the president out of office, because he does pose a threat to life and our democratic ideals. So that's really on the Senate as to when they take it up. But even if it's post Donald Trump leaving office, we believe that this may deter further dangerous acts between now and Inauguration Day as more attacks are being planned, but also holding him accountable as we seek to unite as a nation post Trump.
How secure do you feel the Capitol is right now when you mention those protests that are rumored to be taking place or could take place?
Well, I wish they were protests, but they're not protests.
Or
they're
riots, if you want to call them that. But we don't know what's
riots.
Going to happen at this point.
I feel safer today than I did, last Wednesday. But when you hear the threats to attack the Capitol and the Supreme Court and other, offices of government, you have to take them seriously. But we want people to witness this transition of power safely, and we want to show ourselves in the world that we can do it. So we have to do everything we can to make sure that's the case.
Speaker Pelosi has said she's cobbled together a bipartisan group of House representatives for this. These are all people that want to see the president out of office. How much Republican support, though, do you have at this time?
Well, I was heartened this evening to see that Congresswoman Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and Fred Upton, and I think it's up to five now, Republicans have said they support impeachment. So this is going to be a bipartisan impeachment. And you're seeing reports tonight that Senator McConnell in the Senate is open to conviction. So this is a different place than where we were a year ago. And that's because this president did what he was warned not to do a year ago during impeachment, which was, to escalate his rhetoric. And it brought an attack on the Capitol.
Why do you think the House Speaker chose you for one of these nine positions?
Well, she had, so many talented people to choose from. I was a prosecutor in Oakland for 7 years and put on over 30 jury trials to verdict. So, I had presented evidence before. I was the hate crimes prosecutor as well in Oakland. And, convincing a jury that, words can be lethal and that they have to have consequences, I hope was one of the reasons. But I'm grateful she did. I'm eager to make the case to the Senate and work collaboratively with my colleagues.
Would you call this a diverse panel? Who else will you be working with?
Yeah, so we have, it's a very diverse panel, diverse in every way, by gender, ethnicity, professional background, geography. And Jamie Raskin, a constitutional scholar from Maryland, will lead us Stacey Plaskett from the Virgin Islands, African-American lawyer, is a part of the team. Joe Neguse, who I think is younger than I am, is a part of the team, an appellate lawyer from Colorado. Sorry, you hear a dog squeaking a ball in the background.
That's all right.
She's excited, too, for this opportunity. But it is a diverse team to, make this case and carry out our constitutional duty to protect the country.
What do you think the president's going to do between now and January 20th? Do you have any idea?
Well, the best thing he could do would be to step aside. The next best thing he could do would be to address the nation and address, the terrorists that he's radicalized and urge them not to come to the Capitol. But
why do you think he hasn't done that yet? Because YouTube just banned him a short time ago, and he has yet to come on television and address the nation. Why is that?
Well, I think he likes the attention that he gets from this band of terrorists. They like him, and he likes them. And he's incapable of putting the greater good, the country, ahead of himself. And so that's why he must be removed. And I don't think he's going to change. A leopard doesn't change its spots. And this leopard's not going to change its spots before January 20.
Would you say you're scared of the final days of this presidency?
Well, I'm scared for what we care about, which is that, people can safely watch and bear witness to this transition of power, and that we can have a democracy, that this experiment in self-governance can continue. Yes, I'm scared that, we could lose that if we don't guard against, this dangerous president. But I think we will. We will guard against it. We will see democracy go on, but it's not a guarantee, and it's not something we should take for granted.